Hey there. I couldn't help but see you sitting all by yourself. You look like you could use some company. I mean, as long as you don't mind. I appreciate it. Gee, aren't you sweet? Oh, you really like my dress? Well, thank you, honey. Sweet and cute, then. You're basically the whole package. I guess you just aren't your type, then. Because from where I'm sitting, you look good enough to eat. And that blush just makes you cuter. I don't mean to be too forward, but do you want to get out of here? Oh, I just meant for a walk or something. Gosh, I'm not that kind of girl. Not unless you want me to be. I just mean, it's so loud in here. And I'd love to go out for once and have a real conversation, you know? Oh, and you seem like such a genuine person. There's something special about you. I can't put my finger on it. I'm not sure, but maybe you can show me. I knew you were a smart man. Come on. So much better than that stuffy tavern. This is one of my favorite things, you know? Long walks on cool nights. It's so peaceful. How about you? What do you enjoy? Huh. I never would have guessed. What's wrong? Dangerous. The forest. Well, yes, I have heard of the missing villagers, but... Come on, you don't really think the forest has anything to do with that, do you? Well, you do have a good point. What with all the deadly creatures in there, but don't you find it kind of soothing anyway? All those trees, getting to connect with nature. Besides... You're a big, strong, strapping man. I feel safe with you. No? Are you sure I can't convince you to... Oh, I see. Well, it is getting late, so... Oh, I'm just shy. Can I possibly get a hug? Thank you. This was just what I needed. This and you. You're growing limp. Oh, no. Do you feel okay? Don't worry. You feel fine to me. Come on. Upsie daisy. I know what you're thinking. And you're right. I am strong. Far stronger than you. Or... I guess you could be wondering why you can't move. That's a perfectly legitimate concern. But no worries, handsome. I'll explain everything on the way. Here we are, home sweet home. What do you think? I know it's not exactly home and gardens ready, but my visitors never seem to mind. And if they do, they aren't complaining. Are you scared? It's okay. I like it when they're scared. You know, I wasn't lying when I said you were cute. You really are, for a human. Which is good, because I don't need to feed for a few days. Then you're going to be keeping me company. I mean, you won't be doing any talking or walking or, well, anything really. But laying there and looking stunning. No way. Did you just move? Holy shit. I was right. You really are special. I mean, you can't move much, but it's still a hell of a lot more than most of you manage. How intriguing. How do you tick, I wonder? Well, since we have so much time on our hands, how about you say we play doctor? Sounds like a yes to me. I hope you don't mind the cold, because I'm going to take these off. And it's not like you're going to be needing them anyway. I could leave them on, sure, but then in a couple days, I'd just be ripping that shirt open and, well, all the blood. It'd be ruined for sure. That's just wasteful. It's funny. I don't normally play with my food, but you're different. You aren't just a meal. You're a learning experience. Oh, tears. Are you embarrassed? You shouldn't be. You have a very attractive body. I've seen a lot of them. I would know. Here, let me dry those for you. Is that better? Yeah? Good. Oh, you reacted. Oh, that's so interesting. Oh, this is going to be so much fun. And they say there's nothing new under the sun. But clearly they've never met you. You're all kinds of new. See, just because I'm in a human body doesn't mean I have a human body. And you will freeze up the moment I touch you, so why would I play when my toy just sits there? That's no fun. How does it feel? My fingers running against your skin like this. You can't speak, can you? Try. Oh. Well, how about if I pinch you? I don't want to hurt you, little mule. It's just, I never get to experience your pain. All you humans are so stoic about it. Well, it's a byproduct of the paralysis, but same difference. So, you're just gonna have to bear with me. Well, that was underwhelming. But what if I pinch you here? Now that got a reaction. Your nipples are sensitive, huh? So if I pinch them harder, maybe dig my nails in a little. Oh, your face is precious. How about the rest of this lovely body? Let me just roll you over here. I've always wanted to try this. I knew it. Spanking is so much fun. The way your ass jiggles when I press my hand against it. It's almost as satisfying as that cute little whimpering noise you made. Don't worry. You tell me if it hurts, and I'll stop. You're breathing awfully hard for someone who's barely moving. Come on, I'm not even hitting you that hard. Maybe I should go back to the nipples instead. You wanna have fun, not break the entree. The pinching got a nice response. Wait a minute. Wait just a minute. You're not hurt, are you? No! You're enjoying this? Oh, you're trying to shake your head, aren't you? My apologies. I must have misread the situation. Why don't we move on to something else, Oh, like that stiff cock between your legs. I don't think I'll pinch you, though. You're so delicate here. I think I should just brush my fingers over you very lightly. Down and down and... Oh my! You're so hard. And you're leaking too. Let me think. What do I remember about humans? Does this mean you're in pain? Fear? Or was I right? You are enjoying this. Oh, you're not just special. You're a freak. I love it. Oh, your eyes are all glassy. I wonder what it must be like for you. I've never given a human pleasure before. But there's a first time for everything, right? Here. Let's see how it feels when I wrap my fingers around you, grip you lightly, and just... start moving my hand up and down. I've heard humans like that. Oh, yes, that is definitely having an effect. Oh, and maybe I could use my other hand to pinch your nipples again. That's it. Oh, I can hear your heart racing, even more than before. It's making me hungry, and a little excited. I wonder what it would feel like to have you inside of me. I've never had a man inside of me before. Well, not this part anyway. It must be good, though, considering it's all you humans ever seem to think about. But who am I to criticize a one-track mind? It might just be the one thing we have in common. Oh, similar tracks, different desires. Besides, you've gotten me annoyingly wet, so I might as well put it to good use. For science. Now, don't move. Okay. That's not bad. What do you think? Well, since you can't speak, I'll have to go by bodily response. Now, I think this is the part where I bounce up and down, isn't it? And like this. Oh. That actually feels pretty nice. I see why humans like this so much. Oh, God, you pervert. Hard for a monster like me. What would your friends think? Filthy degenerate. I bet you love it, don't you? I know your cock certainly does. Why wouldn't you? Getting to experience me like this? You're the luckiest fucking human alive right now. I am, though, aren't I? My skin is soft and warm, like you. Oh, and you're so helpless to move that all you can focus on is the sensation in your body. Oh, and the tightness of my slit. Oh, and the pleasure I'm giving you. You're getting harder. And hotter. You're going to climax, aren't you? Oh, please do. I would love to feel that. I'll just have to go faster until you do. Come on, delicious. Give in to me. Come for me. I want to see how your body reacts. Oh, I want to see you lose control. Come for me, handsome. Make Venus happy and come. My. Oh, I can feel you pulsing inside me. Oh, and you're covered in goosebumps. That must have felt really good, huh? I knew you were special. And I'm glad you were the one to pop my cherry. I'm not normally such a slut, but when the moment's right. Well, you should try and sleep soon. It is pretty late, and you're going to need to keep your strength for tomorrow. I mean, we only have a few days left until my next feed, and there's so much I want to do with you before then. Good night, cutie. See you in the morning.